This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world. You're right.
Bar Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no Holex, straightforward. And you have more of a chance to win an R Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland based, the north and the south. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state of the art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Idiot or an elf? Oh, see elf? He's watching the idiot. It's making a weird noise.
Santa, I know him. You're not Santa versus Beard. No, what a foam.
That has to be at Home Alone's a part two Christmas films.
I'm surprised they've never done a part two yet.
Elf?
I think it would have run it. Same as Slap Rush.
They're both dads.
Do you know what I thought would be good?
Go out with two sisters or something.
Oh, do you know what I thought would be good for Slap Rush? Like a sequel? There's another brother who, like, one of them had an old brother who they never told him about, and it's your man from The Hangover in a while. And bring him in.
That's a shit.
Wouldn't that be lethal? And like, just say we didn't tell you because he's nuts. And like,
he would fit the bill.
I would, all right.
I knew Happy Gilmore.
Someone needs to tell tell someone that there, like, who makes films and make that happen.
Do you get that wee tap off Laker?
He's related to me.
Is he?
Laker's
a legend, mate.
Who's Laker? Do we want to shout him out?
Stout tap as well.
I don't even know what the fuck it is, lads. Armour Road on it, like.
Or Belters. He sorted me out where we enjoy stout tap for the gigs.
I buy all stuff, like, good stuff. Good quality, mate.
I text him there, looking a wee vest, like a wee Palestine vest.
He
does it,
but I think he has to, like, it takes a wee while for him to get them in.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the Coke, why they do the Gaza Coke. Yeah. Do you know it's because they don't want to give money to Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know what they're doing.
That's why I was bringing you in the fucking boycott.
But mate,
Starbucks and everything. Starbucks lost a couple of £1 million, was it?
Rats.
Yeah. See the tins? There's less in it in a Gaza one, but you don't get no warning as much.
No, mate, you're not murdering.
But see, the Gaza Cola, it's actually nicer. See when you taste it. Do you ever get, no, it reminds me of, do you ever get an ice pop, a cola ice pop?
Oh,
in your mouth, it tastes like
that. I'm going to tell you what it actually does taste like. Do you ever get, when you were a kid, you would have got the cola and the fizzy seeds?
Yes, we were top notch.
The wee boy chasing the wee girl. It was.
Talking about juice here?
Fantasy is just fizz, but seeing you open it, it's just
that's pineapple fizz.
The pineapple, Jesus.
Wee chippy special. Like.
Jack Addendy, like her, when they got pineapple.
He used to do a wee, was it like a schoolboy special in the bakery? He used to get a sassy troll pap of Fantasy and the wee fucking pack of the space shaders.
Me see nowadays, I get a one litre juice when I get a chippy.
We have a juice mug, comes every Thursday. Two bottles of the pineapple.
The main man.
The attaboy.
What is it nowadays for a bottle? About two quid?
I live in St. James's, I have my own house, right? There's this wee man, he used to come every Thursday. He used to strap, get a lot of strap now. He used to always forget the pay because I was out working. And he would have posted me a wee thing of his bank details, like, you owe me 50 quid. It's 4 quid a week, like, so you can imagine how much juice, you know what I mean? But
we were in Lanadoon Park, me and my mate Paul, and I went, fuck it, we're only about P7 or something. We seen your man delivering him up your woman's door. Fuck it, I got my stroke on here. Went to sneak in the garden, and as soon as I went to grab it, just opened the door, and I went, do you not get juice in your house or something? Me fucking Peter just walked out my head there, like, that was the last time.
You feel like a gypsy, don't you?
Oh,
I'd had a video of me stealing juice. Nah, someone wrote under, that's my gratitude shop. People around my mass house, look at me, I was hungover, walking down my key shop, I had no money, started the night before, I run in, record it now, run up the street, go back up here, that my bump. Oh, here, all sorts of death threats. You know
never
what I
mean? Shit in your own doorstep, mate. Nah. Go over the turf lodge and do it or
something.
Know what I mean?
See the out battles in Milkman's Orange. They were the fucking gold nuggets back in the day. Like, see if you're gonna steal milk. If you ever got the orange one, like, you were fucking elected. We used to camp with my mates, and by 5 in the morning when the Milkman came out, what I run about looking at the orange battles.
They were Sumi's like MOE bits, so they are. Oh, that is Juso, good, Mr. Juso.
They need to put them back in the glass bottle. Oh, I think I would bring.
My uncle says they were the best hangover cure back in the day. We were out on the swell, I got an old Milkman's Orange the next day.
Pierce says, Sam Book and a pint of heart.
So I said to him, like, I'm off it. I've been on it flat out, but I'm off it because, see, every time I go out, my favourite part about going out on Saturday is waking up on Sunday and going back out. So I walk straight up to the Sloan's and walk in, and just know now to go, usual, I go, harp, Sambuca down, big two gulps of harp, and that'd be me, ready to go, anxiety. Turn my phone and all back on, like, I can feel
it. Anxiety away.
I feel like, do you ever see Superman gets his cape? I just feel like that, or Spider-Man rips it off. I'm like that when I get a wee heart base and something.
Moonwalking on the dance floor, 2 seconds.
Yeah, he was looking at her burns here on Saturday. Weren't you
pissed? Skits, what you did?
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's one of me, what do you want? What do you want? And I asked me after spending about 30 quid on him, and me, purple Skittles. And he was going, right, go up and get it, sure, I get the next one.
Yeah.
He was standing up, and me and him were just sitting up the back. People just kept coming up to him, but they weren't doing no harm. Like,
no matter where he goes, he gets fucking tortured. You can only imagine, like, and people do take a piss.
Oh,
as well.
People are being rats to him too. Like, I actually put a hang of him up my story. See the amount that people text me saying, get him to do me a shout out. No.
Niall McCarthy says we should do on the podcast, because he's always on, we should do what test is it? You check your ancestry.
Ancestry.com.
For a laugh.
You check your ancestry. It's in the name.
No, your ancestors.
Ancestry.com.
It's called.
That's what it's called.
But we do it with me and Burnsy for a laugh. But just like,
imagine just stays, it turned out the seniors came from the same tree. Like,
tell him he's like his granny and grandad, two Japanese men.
Look at a bit of Thailand, like. The hair, like. Joey Tribbiani.
Are you growing that there,
Stish? There must be a fuck, man. An Irish leprechaun or something.
I'm definitely full-blown Irish, like, so yeah, man. Ginger skin and all, like, love drinking.
Don't go tan.
Nah.
I miss you.
Will we do the intro?
Does this sit starting now?
We can use that. We'll
use that. That'll go in.
We'll just flip around. No, just don't be putting.
Don't be putting. I don't give a fuck. Alex, it is. No, I don't give a fuck.
You can beep it. Oh, Arbor's a heck, I'm a freak.
You could just, like, bleep her name.
No, lads, Arbor's a heck, I'm a weirdo, you know what I mean? I'm single, lads, I'm 30 and single, living in my man's back room. I can't be afforded of people thinking I'm a creep.
Do you ever see the wee meme and it's like your man out of Wolf Wall Street and it's like all my mates are 30 and married and kids and it's just your man out the back doing the waist going, ma, we got chicken or what?
That's me too.
Lift and lift.
Here, Pierce, do you watch the podcast, mate?
Oh, I do watch it. Like, I was watching it more at the start, man. Depends on the episodes, mate. Some of them, like, girl was on saying it's like all serious. Like, I just couldn't watch it. You know what I mean?
Are you the crack?
No, I, you know yourself, I have a real serious say. Like, you know what I mean? Everyone knows me as a hater. I am a hater, but I'm sensitive. Like, I know what I mean? If you need a hug, I'll give you a hug. Like, I'm not afraid to, like, talk about, like, serious stuff. No, all my 100%. Mates, they would rely on me. Like, even, you know yourself, I would text you, like, nice stuff. You know what I mean? Like, when anyone goes through anything, I would be there for people. Like, try
100%.
To be.
Aye, but people have their own podcast that they prefer. Some people prefer.
Aye.
Some people just like to watch Burnsy.
Do you know what I like? I actually like clips.
Yeah.
You know what my problem is now? See, because of TikTok, I'm so used
to shorts.
To them 30-second hits, my brain starts.
Shorts,
so if I'm watching yours, I'd have to watch maybe 10-15 minutes
turn it off, TikTok, and then turn it back on.
Is that what you do?
See me,
I pass it.
People's attention spans are shorter now because all the clips, their YouTube shorts, TikTok clips, reels, and all, it's the same. Even I go to cinema and you're in it, well, it's about 15 minutes in, go off.
Oh, I mean, I'm the same. I'd be buzzing for something to come out. They got a counting coup. I couldn't wait for it to come out. I only watched this. I turn it on. Anything. I just straight on TikTok.
Fuck
yeah. Watching it on TikTok, so it was. No, no way I can watch a full film. I just sitting here. Turn that off. I'll just watch it on TikTok.
We went to watch that 28 years later. It was fucking mental.
Is that a nice zombie one in it?
Oh, I like a wee zombie film. Like, have you watched it?
No, I heard last.
Why?
Here, there's going to be another one.
I haven't even watched the first one. More.
Here,
what?
They're lethal. Killian Murphy.
Watched everything.
Killian Murphy.
I like him. He's a good actor. Like.
Very good. Apparently, he's going to be in the this next
there's
one.
There's a Peaky Blinders film coming out in there.
Oh, is there right? You want Paddy Lisa? He'd be a good one to get on.
Ask him and all,
I don't know any level drama, like, if that's any good.
I don't know. You want to ask him far away, like.
I'll say to my cousin. My cousin's best mate. Actually, we'll say to him.
I asked him.
Yeah, I used to go with her flat out. I took her out for a walk one time, and she says to me, like, would you care, like, about if I... That's sweet with me. I didn't even know what the fuck that meant. I told Google it. Like, and I just was like, fuck.
No, I sure.
But I used to be taxing her, right? No she would have went to me, what are you doing? I'd have went, playing FIFA. You? And then she would have went, looking through my telescope at the stars and realizing that they're you're 4 minutes behind or 4 seconds behind. I was just like... Oh, I'm just sitting there playing Ultimate Team, like. You know what I mean? I'd be in that deep, like.
You wasn't hanging.
Nice girl, like, I end up one day just didn't text her back, and then I used to walk past her and have to say, anytime I walk past her, there's the mailer saying, sorry about that. Used to feel guilty.
Got a bit squandered.
Yeah, I don't want to put it up. There was a video come up. So see for anyone watching, I have Torture Pierce to come on the podcast for long.
Oh, God, over a month now.
Like. We finally got him tonight, but there's a video I'm doing. We'll do it soon. But he's going to ring. Do you want to tell him? What we'll say what you're going to do. Sure, every hotel has to be 24/7.
Oh, it is. I'll ring one in Dublin or something because I don't want bar. You know what I mean? Try to check in the Europa. That way you're seeing that you're on that there. Our reception is boating up. No, years ago, I remember we were in a youth club. See, when we were kids, I used to just sit in my mate's ma's car and ring Chinese's. The house is 2 doors down. We all used to sit like that. But I rang a hotel one time, just basically said, I'd done a shit and flushed, and all the shit was coming back up and coming all over me, and I was swallowing it and all. And you could hear them all running. So, years ago on Facebook, I used to like get loads of likes and all. So, I re uploaded it, came up, and like, I don't even know how it came up, and I re-uploaded it. Done all right. Like
it was funny, mate. It's funny as fuck. So but the people on the phone take it serious, don't they? Like
they freak out. Freak out. And then I think at the end, you hear all my mates laughing.
And then
they catch on. Like
hopefully they don't catch on. Like but
Belfast prank calls. Some of them are fucking.
If we're ringing, if we're ringing somewhere from Dublin, we'll put the number up so people know we're not just ringing our mate.
No, you'll hear the accent. I actually know what to call the girl's name. I used to work, seeing I work in Dublin, I used to stay in this hotel. She's a cheeky bitch, so just get that.
What do you say? Do you just wing it and just guess a number? But just say
314.
But just say they don't have that number.
Most hotels have go up.
Go lower. I would say 97 or something.
No. And they're staying in a hotel, staying number 97. I've stayed in 300.
Come on, see, you're going to ring go here. Well, I don't know, John.
So I'll just ring back and go here in 301. Keep going. No,
most hotels have now 300 rooms. Like, wouldn't they? Like,
that one I stayed in Balmoral was a 300.
Balmoral has 8 or something.
Did you stay in a Balmoral?
I was up.
In?
Nah, but I was up where Kick in his room. Just doing them.
Here, so when I was driving home. And we drove past the Balmoral and it looked like there was people fucking fighting outside. I was going
there. Mate, you didn't have to
remember
my car. Oh, I smelt my car gas. It was fucking...
Is it still there?
I don't know.
Down the next day?
Fuck me, seeing I'm down, I just hurt. I get the fear. Like, I don't want my phone now. I watch the same films every hangover.
Same here.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this... It's the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Just turn my phone off, mate. Just sitting back. It's going. Anytime a door raps, mate, it's cabs. I've done some. The cabs are here. Mum, I had a popo. You know what I mean? Get me out of here.
How long are you off a drink, Ampere?
So, 1 week, like, but I was on it there. I do a sweet cycle. That's the way I drink. So, I do 6 months on, 5 weeks off, and just repeat that cycle.
Every week for 6 months?
But I went out in Sarrier. Like, I was at no Dynamo, the magician. I went and seen him.
He's a fucking faker.
I went and seen him and get called up now.
Did he?
In the waterfront. Oh, I want to hear. I took my watch. Sitting there, anyone want to come up? You know me, big attention seeker. Me, hands straight up, hand up. As in, what's the most valuable thing you have on you? He says, I would never buy myself an album. Nice wee watch. I said, there you go. Threw it up in the air. Let it go. Whole thing smashed. Stood on it. Nah, mate, what's going on here? This is getting filmed for his TV show and all. Like, there's thousands of people in stand. And then he got it and he threw it up in the air again. This whole watch was smashed to bits, lads, right? Threw it up in the air and he caught it and he went, rubbed it like that. And then he went like that. Pushed it on my wrist. And it was still broke. I was like, I thought, oh, me, Jesus, words. Right, here, and then one here, boy, it gets better, that's, so he done it again, start poking me and all like this here, and I didn't realise, but he set up my shoulder, he says, check your left shoulder, and I grabbed it off, thing was still smashed, lads, he said, this isn't part of the show, this is my second time doing this trick, leave, the first time I done it, it worked, this hasn't worked,
fuck
here,
me.
Says to me, can you come behind after the show, this is being filmed for his TV and all, thousands are, and I said, right. Let me. He's like, I'll sort you out, whatever. I went in behind after him and his manager were standing there, and I went up and he says, my watch and all, blah, blah. He said, his manager said, yes, no worries. Listen, he used to go in and take photos with people in VIP and they know who, like, all that type of stuff, but actually get autographs. He said, listen, there's a buffet over there. Go and help yourself and all that there. So I just walked over to the buffet, picked up a sandwich. What was in it?
The watch?
Chicken tikka.
I thought you were going to say the watch here too, like, I'm not joking. So it didn't fix it then, eh?
It ain't hot, mate. One ain't hot, Dynamo. Oh,
fuck. You got me a belter.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
Oh, I just Jesus. Made that up. Like,
that was quick, like. You were good.
Yeah, you can use that. Or that
I was.
You fooled me, or like.
I was.
So you had to build
invested
it up
in the story,
you know what I mean?
No way. But then Dynamo is a fucking. He is a sailor, like. It's all fake as fuck what he does.
So was your man Darren Brown. Do you ever, I remember watching
like
one years
like
ago on the
I
TV
like
and he got your man to give him 10 grand or 15 grand or whatever and he put it in the roulette and he lost it.
He like, makes people think it's a zombie.
Zombie apocalypse? Word,
but no, he tries to make people think it's that and they're like, they're fighting for their lives, thinking zombies are chasing them.
We had a test on the podcast. There was one Darren Brown done. It was an airplane. It was someone who was a scared of flying. And did you see it?
Yeah,
he convinces his girl to get him on an airplane, but he hypnotizes him on the airplane. They land the airplane and put him in a simulator and then get him to
scary, like,
get your man. Haven't he told you what happened?
But even like that they can do that.
All right,
do you know what I mean?
They hypnotize people. See, the Darren Brown episode.
See the ones he gets, like, he gets people to think they're shooting people and like rob banks and all. Like the fact that he can do that to people's nuts. Like
I
wouldn't be doing that. I'd be going, go up and buy me a paint.
I wouldn't let someone hypnotize me.
I try to get it done, but he says I was too tense. I was just sitting like that.
See if you really focus on not being hypnotized, apparently you'll not get hypnotized.
See, the only thing I couldn't open my eyes, but then he just come over and tap my shoulder and says too tense, and then I just get up and walk away. I was glad, like, because the way everyone else got on watching Evans, I was like, nah. Me.
What did he end up doing? Just acting
like there was people up, like people who didn't know each other and all, like land sleeping, hugging each other, like horse racing, like people thinking they're aliens and all. It's mad. They go like talk like an alien.
It's
all.
Mad
it's
how
mad.
People's minds can just go like that. Like,
but how do you find out how to do that in the first place?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like how do you work out how to hypnotize someone?
There's a bit of wizardry.
Poor Harry Potter, like
you do. You have to go to like a school and. like learn courses and all that fucking.
It's mad. 6 weeks
now. Black Magic.
He was actually at that tattoo convention.
I think he might have been the one. He was might have been the one at that wedding. Yeah, he does loads, like, doesn't he? It's mad, like, you go to a wedding, though, like, two people get married and they spend the rest of their life together, and you just sit and watching people get hit in the face. Like, that's the entertainment. Yeah, gonna make you dance like a chicken. Do you know what I mean? Like, nah. What does MBT mean?
New Barnsley Terrace.
Oh, right.
We used to terrace New Barnsley.
Used to? Used to?
I think everyone's still living in it.
Aye.
Aren't they? The only one that isn't baked yet.
Yous are still there, like, Kick's still there.
Here, Kick's new tune out yet?
Coming out soon.
It's good. Like,
no, isn't
heard him doing that. Seen that video of him doing that cops today. I was laughing.
I don't remember. Do you like the rap scene here?
I do like it. Like, Lambo's stuff's good. Like, some other people's stuff's good. Kick's not bad. Like, no, I don't like with it. Like, it's just sometimes people force it. Like, say if I don't like it and I say I don't like it, it means, like, you're a dick. Like, if I don't like it, like,
you're allowed to not like stuff.
Just say you're playing hardstyle music and I don't like it. Like, that doesn't make me a dick. I just want to go out and have a quiet beer.
You know what
I
mean?
Like, I do like rap music. I love Kneecap. Like,
Kneecap are fucking.
I love Kneecap. You know what I mean? Like, they're, I think for me, they're the biggest. The like, do you know what I mean? Like,
they would be the biggest in the whole of Ireland.
They're famous. Like, they're worldwide famous. Like,
there wouldn't be much people rapping if it wasn't Fremans. Like, I'd say over here. Like.
I think just like some people like. I don't even want to like call people out, like, but they ever see like some people with them accents from like
doesn't sound
like
great.
What I have to know what I think, like, they have to go in and look at their family and their face, and their family have to say to him, "You're brilliant, son. You're doing a great job." Like, it's like me going to my dad saying, "You're a brilliant footballer." Like, two laces are tied together. You know what I mean? Like, if that was my son, I'd be going in and saying, "Son, you embarrass me." Not got in the head, just shit. Like, you would.
Did you see the one on Instagram and he has his like car back, the boot open? And he's like, "I want to get rich right now."
Oh,
no.
Have you not seen that, Mitchell?
Oh, Jesus, the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. It's so bad.
There's just certain accents that shouldn't be allowed to rap. Like, the banger accent, you hear it rapping.
They shouldn't even be allowed to talk.
It's all right, like a Westie.
People from Banger and Lawrence would just be banned from talking. They should just, like, taxing their phone.
Just turn the wins against us.
He makes it for money. For money.
Many.
Seen him a couple of years ago. He was good in the Lame Lane.
We used to go out, remember? Like, the rap nights, me and Neil and all used to go out on the Thursday to Switch.
Switch was popular. Remember? Is it still a hang?
Remember,
like?
Switch?
I don't know.
Switch Thursdays. Remember,
I tell you a mad one. I went to Funkorama. Me and wee Dougals got wrestling. We went to Funkorama, but I used to work in Thompson's. So you got half price drink. So it was $2.50 for a double vodka and blackcurrant. So I went out and had about 12 double vodka and blackcurrants before 12:30. No, because the price went up. Complete blackout. Next thing I knew, I was sitting down, dancing on the dance floor on life. Next thing I knew, I'm waking up on the sofa. Some woman standing over me. Yeah. Is there a son? You're on the sofa in my garden. Yeah. I slapped in this woman's garden. She had a sofa in the side of her house and I slapped it. Yeah. And I looked out and there was some wee girl walking past in her St. Louise's uniform. It was 8:30 in the morning. People were going to school. I'm lying in this garden sleeping. Hear me? First Diggles, like, know what I mean? So I run up to a house. So, like, it's going, whoa, what's going on here? Run up to a house. Wee Diggles is lying in my bed sleeping. And then I land down some woman's garden on her sofa. And I get in the bed. And me, Diggles, this bed's soaking. Yeah, made you wet that bed? And he went, "Nah, I'm just sweating, mate, just sweating." As soon as I came in, he got up and left. I had work at 1:00 and then I used to work in a wee shop 1 to 5 again back in. Because he says to me, "I didn't wet the bed," and I was like, so I just left. I just thought it was sweat. I came back into my house about 5:30. I mean, the smell pissed everywhere. Yeah, I mean, everywhere. I didn't even have the heart to tell me. I was like, "You rat."
That's one thing I've never done, piss a bed black. But you do have certain mates that do it. Like, I know there's a couple of my mates that have done it flat at times. Like,
I've got up black and just pissed at the bottom of the bed on the floor.
Out the window, stand at the toilet.
Stand pissing out the window.
Remember in Croatia, me and fucking, I brought Colin Kelly back one night. We were fucking K-holed out. Brought him back. He wasn't even staying in our room, so we didn't really know what way it worked. Or you get up in the middle of the night, he goes, "Oh, I need a piss." Opened up the fucking wardrobe, start pissing the wardrobe. That's not it. He walked out, open the front door, starts pissing out the front door. I mean, no, wrong door again. Get it. Jesus Christ. By the time you get into the bathroom, the fucking piss was already done.
Desperate, like.
Yeah, well, we ring us.
We'll try one now.
Uh-huh. There, buzz.
No one laughs, but it'll be me laughing, fuck's sake.
Aye.
I just wait for laughing. That's all I do.
On the podcast?
Just laughing at everything.
Sure, that's fine.
That one last week, what did he say when we all do a fake laugh?
We all just laugh. No, done a fake laugh.
I'm typing in Google working class podcast. I'll ring one in Dublin here.
Show the camera the number first.
Show it here.
So no one thinks we're capping.
I'll need to do 141. Those 141 work. Ready? Probably take go to your reception or something first. Like, don't laugh. Don't laugh.
Plain speaking.
God, he's laughing around. Oh, it must be closed. Here, I'll ring
it. It may work. Here, it may work because.
Yeah, maybe because that's 141.
No, it may work because
we'll just take a risk.
No, so what are they going to do? Ring you back?
No, I got a guard. Guard, you have my door tomorrow.
We'll just take a risk.
Take the risk, know what I mean?
Here we go.
I guess so. I should bring you around to the assassin's unit. Here we go.
Hello,
Bejesus here. Bejesus, listen, I'm up in my room here, 314, and I've just went to the bathroom, and I've flushed it, and the poop's flying everywhere here.
You are in your bathroom, yeah?
Yes, I'm in my bathroom, 314. I'm having a massive panic. Yeah, I'm having a massive panic attack here.
314, okay.
Yeah, can you stay on the phone with me? Can you put someone on the phone, man? I'm freaking out here.
Okay, my colleagues stay on the phone.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus, man. You need to hurry, man. There's poo everywhere.
What do I get?
314. You're not listening to me. 314.
314.
Please, hurry, man. Please. Come on here. But Jesus. No. Please.
Are you okay, sir?
No, I'm really not okay. I'm really not okay here. I'm covered in feces. A feces. A feces in my hair, man.
You blocked the toilet, yeah?
No, I went for a poo, man. Number two. And I flushed the toilet and it's coming up like a waterfall. Oh, I'm going to be sick, man. I'm going to be sick here. Jeepers.
What's your room number?
314. I've told you this. Can you hurry, please?
314, yeah.
Three.
Oh, my colleague's on the way.
Oh, all right. What will I do here, man? There's feces in my hair. Should I get in the shower? Oh, my wife's coming in. She's just slept.
Okay, sir. So they are at the lift now, so they should be here.
Oh, please help me, man. Please.
Don't worry, sir.
I'm worrying, man. I'm worrying here. I'm panicking. Have you ever had feces in your hair?
I don't know what to say.
Hello?
He's a goner.
No, the best thing is, 314 is going to get a knock. He's away up the knock, 314.
It's wee bit at the end. Don't worry, sir. Don't worry.
Oh, he's here. 314 is going to get a knock. You're probably last. I don't even want to in the room.
Oh, jeez.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Thanks, mate. A-level drama, you know what I mean?
That was brilliant. Like, it was hard to not be loud. The laugh we were quoting it in.
He's actually done well, in fairness.
Because you don't want him hearing it, then it gives it away.
God help.
I mean?
I'm like, they're going to have to rush. I'm like,
not the tour, but like, wait, Sam, you're not here.
See, the thing is, they're going to walk in and think, like, they're going to rap the door and the fellas. They're going to think he's going to be covered in shape. He's just standing there. Well, Green Hill, come and get me.
What hotel was that?
Some hotel in Dublin I used to stay in. I was working down there.
Fuck me, that was a belter.
Oh, fuck.
That was a belter.
I need to cool down here.
I MCM pranks years ago, we used to do them. We rang up and all, like, we used to pretend we were radio presenters. So I went, "Hello, you're live on Cool FM. Please do not swear." And I'd be like, "If you answer this question, you want a trip to Disneyland on." And I'd be like, "Who was the president before Barack Obama?" And all my mates would have been in the back of the car going, "Yay!" You know, like, out there. And then we just used to hang up.
Don't talk to one,
I'm shade of pranks, mate.
I used to be good years ago when I was a kid, but I couldn't. You need to be quick witted. You need to be quick witted. See all that years of smoking grass. I fucking slowed down a wee bit.
So what happened there? Did he just hang up?
He just went quiet, man. He freaked out. He's down there now. Like, here. He's expelled. He's not for. Some wee fellas gonna walk out and go, "Oh, it's a story, baby."
He's expecting to come up there, shit show, like a literal shit show.
Can you imagine what's going through his head now? Going up that lift, like, why do I have to go and do this?
Just tell me a fucking thing.
Oh, shit everywhere. And for night shifts, some fellas ring me covered in shit.
Oh fuck.
Is my tears red? Mate, your tears come out of your eyes. Seriously.
I see me crying.
See, I can hold my laugh now, and so can I. I can just be like, even the accent there, that he knows going to do that, and thought just came on.
There's feces in my hair.
He must have went and got the manager or something. He switched over. It wasn't the same person.
My colleague is in the lift.
What a crack, Alec, and we fell down there trying to earn a living. You know what I mean?
100%.
I know. What were you doing down there when you were working?
Just working on building sites, mate. Sorry, like, but you got a bit homesick.
What was it, like, Monday to Friday and then off for
Monday to Thursday, Monday to Thursday, mate, and then Monday to Friday. Money was lethal and all, but just sat there, way. Like, you get... You're like, at the start, you're like, this is lethal, like, staying in a hotel, and then 2 weeks later, you're like,
yeah, that's a shit.
Just sitting there, like, and you spend the money down there, because you get more money to go to Dublin, but now when you come, when you spend it, like, I was going out drinking on a Thursday.
Spunking it all.
Getting blocked, like, and then coming home skint.
And it's there to drink. Oh, like.
It is alright.
Temple Bar, could you see the receipts of the Temple Bar?
Mate, it's like fucking 25 quid for a crisp buddy, like a crisp sandwich.
It's like amnesia prices, isn't it?
Oh,
it's at Temple Bar's way, and anyone that can sit and drink there all day must be fucking rich.
It's way, mate. Even we went in Ireland matching all down there, and like we were trying to get in the coppers with tracksuits. I think it was one of Willowbank tracksuit. Trying to get in the coppers. No, like it's like Thompson's down there, and just like, just seeing Dublin. I hate Dublin.
I
worked there for 2 months, and it was the same kind of thing. You get your digs puffy, and then you go up at the weekend.
Every week for about 6 months, like, and it's, damn, it's,
you get
like,
sick of it.
Dumbest, like, I just want to be home.
I was living off of fucking, what do you call it? Abracababra for two weeks in a row.
See,
every single night.
See, like, shout out to them, like, their carvery's lethal. It's about 12 euro and they do a pretty cat carvery.
At their actual hotel?
Makes all the shaking back up. The roast beef's too tough.
Faces everywhere.
We weren't labouring more patsy, were you, now?
Well, it's the same company. Like, it would have been,
Just employ all the onions?
Didn't labour with him, like, Patsy used to hate me, so he did.
See, he blocked me. He just blocked me off everything for no reason.
He texted me one day, like, I didn't even know who he was. I just had a message from him. Thanks for breaking my nose. And me, who are you? I don't even know who you are. I just must have smacked him one night.
He just...
That's not even like me, like. I felt grim, like, because, you know, he's sound. He is sound, like.
He done a podcast for us, and then just blocked us. Blocked the podcast page, you know?
My wee mate was labouring with him before. He came up, and he was telling me what to do, and I was fucking doing all sorts for him. And then about 2 weeks in, I clicked on. He was just in our labour. He's sitting doing all sorts for him.
Yeah, I used to be dreaming, like, 50 foot in the air and all, like, hungover as anything like that. It's crazy. I used to have to get down for a panic attack, mate. But, nah, you just... See, I'm working down Dublin, it's...
You can only do it for so long.
Nah, mate, that's it. You get sick. Like,
what are you doing now?
Started in the Royal Air in a car park, like, so.
Do you stick stickers on Mondays?
Nah, I just.
She's not doing it anymore?
Nah, I don't know. I only started there, like, so they probably do, but I just don't know that yet. But I just, walk about dinner picking and all, and, like, buzz people in. It's
a gift, dog.
Oh, it's handy enough. Like, it's good.
A wee earphone.
Oh, well, it's permanent. Like, there's loads of benefits to it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I worked that weekend, there, like, that was my first weekend off a drink, so. I was working. That's why I was working.
That's probably why you stayed off it.
Nah, but I'm off it here for about 5 weeks. Like,
do you drink the Sloans every time you're on the drink? Do you go into town?
I would go out. Like, I like going into town, be about 11 and then heading up local. But
I love, that's what I do.
I love the ODs. ODs is my spot. But I'll go to the ODs for, say, a Saturday, go out drinking all day and then down to Castle up the Sloans. Wake up the next day, get the anxiety and all, like, at the urn, and bump straight up the Sloans. Harp, Sambuca, Bob's Rock, oh, Sheila's Rock, that's me loving life. Like,
I've never tried, I'm gonna try it.
You don't know, you've never lived your life. No, and people go to, like, you were away in America and all, and people go to, like, Dubai, thinking their life's amazing. Get up to the Sloans at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I'm telling you now, that's where life is really different at. Gravy. Yeah, you learn lessons.
Yeah, I've never had a shite night in the Sloans or a shite day.
I've never had a shite night out. Like, ever, I always enjoy myself. Like,
that Saturday air was probably my shittest night out I've had. Sober, round everyone black, lose my phone.
I couldn't go out sober with people drinking.
Well, I could get up and dance and all sober, like, but I just love being black. Like,
I went there to a dance night sober 2 years ago and fucking loved it. It was such crack. Just drinking.
Are you going this year?
I was talking about Calum. I picked it up on a day. About it there. Very calm. He's coming home from Australia, so.
Lethal, when's he home?
He's home the end of July or something.
Is he home for good?
Nah, he's only home for a couple of weeks. Like.
He's in Perth, that's where I was.
He's
too.
A bull, so big male. Tell you about the last time he came home, right? This is terrible. So, if I offend anyone here, I'm a wee bit sorry, but it's too funny not to tell, right? So, obviously, Gavin, you know, my wee mate died last year. Like, one of my best mates, and we were all heartbroken. But Big Calm was in Australia, so he couldn't come home for the funeral. Like, couldn't even go to the wake or not, obviously, because he's in Australia. And so he came home like 3 months later. But we were all upset about it. But this fella, I hadn't seen this fella in a year and a half, right? And me and my mate, I'll not name him because he has like a sensible job. But Dougal's got cremated, right? So he got like dust and all from out his back. And like wee ashes from out his back and put them in the, you know, like a salt. You know, like where you put garlic, you know, and wee tubs. And put a label on it and wrote Darren Bronny. And then we walked into the DC and hadn't seen Colin in a year and a half and went, here, got that for you. And handed it to him, like saying it was his ashes. And then Colin started like crying and all. And then we had to turn around and say, that's just muck from out his back. Sorry about offense anyone, but no, it made me happy. You know, when you see when you're sad about something, that's the best medicine.
That's
like,
funny as fuck. The best Dougal's medicine. Would laugh at that, mate.
Oh, Dougal's would love that. Know what I mean? Like he would love all that. He would be like proud of us for doing that. Do you know what I mean?
Was he crying? Huh?
Oh, proper in tears. Like, well, it don't matter because we were all crying like mad when he.
I know, but I mean, was he crying when he?
Like when he just was like that. No, like oh no, like. Why'd you give me that? No. That's like. What? That muck from Lisburn? Oh, way crack. Like, no, but no, why? That's the way. Like, see, when he died, obviously, like, I went through a really hard time after he died. Like, the grief, like. But like you have to move on. You have to laugh. Know what
you
mean?
Do, all right.
I think that's the best way of, like, getting over stuff. You'll never get over it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I've obviously you've lost people in your life, but for him, like, and I don't mean to get any serious thing here, but like for him, like, he's my friend for 18 years. So see, when that happened, like, the grief I felt was unbelievable because it sounds really stupid. I was watching Young Offenders when I got rung. He died. No way. I'd show up in court.
Yeah.
And someone rang me and was like, listen, just let you know, Dougal's is dead. No, I was heartbroken. But it was a wee bit in shock, right? But seeing I was watching it before, I just laughed my head off, right? Then at night, and then stuck it on again. That's episode 3. And I put it on, just watched 2 minutes and go, that show's not even funny no more. Do you know what I mean?
But just like, kick it out.
But like after I was like obviously a wee bit messed up and all, but that's a good thing. Like, again, not getting too serious, but like, see, even us now even being able to talk about it, see, that's the way it should be. You should be able
it
to.
It is alright, mate.
You should be able to go out and talk about mental health. See in Belfast, what I think, like, it takes someone to kill themselves. For everyone to go, let's talk about it. Even now, like, people say, let's talk about it. But you never see, like, a man go up and say, I suffer from my mental health. Like, I have done it. Like, I put, like, videos not up saying it. Anyone knows me knows I have, like, my early 20s suffer with mental health. And now I'm loving life at the minute. Like,
yeah.
But there's days where everyone has bad days. You just need to get up and, like,
yeah.
Talk about it more, I think.
So, I think a lot of people over here, especially, don't know how to express themselves or don't really know how to speak about things, too. They might be feeling a certain way, but they don't know how to put it into words. Do you know what I mean?
People think you're, like, a lot of attention seeker.
I actually, like, was going on my Instagram stories and all from last year when he died, and I was going, many people were going, like, I thought I was attention seeker, but I just needed to express how I felt, how heartbroken, sad I was. Do you know what I mean? And like, seeing I got that out of my system, like, obviously,
you have to still, get it out of your
still
system.
Sad now. It sounds stupid. Like, I know you've lost a lot of people yourself. Like, see, every day, stupid things come in there. Like, it's weird because he's your mate for 18 years. So, see, the first time I went with a girl, he was there.
Yeah.
So, see the first time I went to Nando's, he was there. So, see, if I go to Nando's, I think of him. See, if I go to Boosham, first time I went, I think of him. Yep. The song comes on, you think of him. Like,
we stupid things.
Like, and you just go a wee bit sad, but you're just like, I don't even know what I'm
talking about. But it's just about you.
It's just like being able to manage it now. You know what I mean? That's it. Like at the start, I was actually like sort of all right with it. The thing that got me, see, I would be good at writing stuff down. So the day before his funeral, they came out and said the priest wants someone to write a few stories. And then I wrote like 3 mad stories. Then I start reflecting on like stuff that had happened with us. And like, I was like, that's never going to happen now. And just bust into tears. But that's it. You have to see life. You just have to live it. Like I'll never fight with anyone.
Yeah.
It take a lot for me to fight with you. Like it would take an awful lot. If you do something to me and you're genuinely sorry, I'll forgive you.
Yeah.
For a period, there's people would fall out with their fucking their brothers, sisters, mom, and dad, and fucking over fucking 100 quid. Like
you only get sick, for example. You only get one man, one dad, one best mate. You have to make the most of them when things.
See my mates, and I'll say to my mate like right up to their face. I go up and say, "God, I love you." Like, I mean, you have to. You see the thing is, see anyone sad, shout me out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'd rather listen to your problems than hear about your death. That's the saying to say.
Even my mate's dad said a thing the other day. I thought it was very true. Like, we walk up and shake each other's hand, give each other a hug, and be like, "What's happening, mate? All right, or love you, bro. See you later." And he'd be like, "You wouldn't have got that years ago.
You wouldn't have got that.
You wouldn't
have
got
that. It's the way
it
should be, mate."
Yeah.
Don't they say a lot of people kill themselves is because of the troubles years ago? Or something? There's a connection rather than
that. We live in like a post-war, post-war depression sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Generational
trauma. That's it there. Right.
What's mad is during the troubles, you wouldn't have got anybody killing themselves. Or I think somebody said to me that you weren't allowed to get buried in a graveyard if you killed yourself years ago.
Because it's a sin. It's technically like a sin in the Catholic Church. Like,
when our country's going through the harshest, basically, times in conflict, no one was killing themselves. You were getting blood. I think it was always people were dying. But it's become a thing more nowadays. I think especially to do with social media is one of the things gets in people's heads.
See what you see a lot as well. See when one person does it, you'll notice someone else will do it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, friends.
Yeah.
Kids don't know how to cope.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Your
social media.
There's no community. See, years ago, you had a community. You had street parties. Your neighbors fucking lent you a bit of milk.
If it was awake and all, it would have been like baking sandwiches and bringing it down, like out there, and now watching it.
Yeah. take a watch.
See, when you were telling me that story, I was thinking, thank fuck that wasn't me, because I thought.
You'd be racing about your watch.
My watch. I don't even have a watch.
She got me a tag watch from a wedding friend. I was like, I would be raging if that happened to me.
It didn't even happen.
Because even if you replace a watch.
I don't even know what Dynamo is, lads.
But here, you were good at that wee story, like, tell me.
Let's use that one.
I'm a gullible bastard, so I believe anything unless you prove me always. Like,
I like that. It was funny. I fell for it. Like, I was invested in the story.
What do you call the American one? He's a magician.
David Blaine.
David Blaine.
He eats the frogs, no?
And do you see how many froze? He froze himself.
He really done that, though.
That's insane.
He puts big rods off for his hand.
Like 18 minutes or something.
Yeah.
But he trains for all that shit. He's really doing it.
I watch his documentaries. He's a good lady.
Chris Angel had a fucking steamroller roll over him.
Did he?
Oh, I had a fucking steamroller roll over his body. I seen him in the Luxor. Cartap, I seen him. I didn't know who he was. Have you ever heard of Cartap? I went and just seen a comedian because he was in the hotel and they joined saying something.
I mean, heard him.
I seen Fitly.
I went to see Eminem and twerking him, and 50 Cent came out with him. We didn't know. Patiently waiting. Come on, know the song Patiently because 50 Cent's in it with him, and 50 Cent just walked out.
Where was this?
And twerking him. Twerking him and the cricket pitch or the rugby pitch or something. He just walked out. I was like, what the fuck? Because if he had even been on the ticket, the prices would have doubled.
Like, extortion.
I remember he came here years ago. I swapped my ticket for a script ticket. I was anyway 14 down bangers down in the script.
Script?
Imagine I like letting your kid go down and see if you have thought, like, remember, like, back in the day, like, you would have went there, man. Like, man would have said, just come back when it's dark. You would have just wandered about the streets now. I see kids now. I'm not allowed to walk outside their garden.
Oh, that's you know weird.
I mean? My mom was like, let me go to Bangor. Never been on a train in my life. But work your own way home. Concert in the lab, work your own way home.
Streetway, street smart kids. Like, you know what I mean?
I think you need to bring that back a wee bit too. Like, 100%. You know what I mean?
Like, you don't really get kids that are streetways. Nah.
Social media is just fucked.
They're ways on the tablets. Out
in the TikTok. That's why.
They're just like, I'd watch a live stream of it. Oh, look, there's Eminem down the banker, look.
Instead of opening presents here, I'll just watch his kid open presents.
Why might Tay watch his other kids play games? Why don't you play the games? It's fucking madness.
No, the thing I hate the most, lads, see the people who are driving past and people are getting hit and attacked and all, and just take out their phone and video it. Like, get out and help.
I seen one the other day, some fella fell on the train tracks. And he couldn't get out. He couldn't get up, so I'm constantly recording him. You can fucking help him up out of the train tracks. He's running up and down panicking. His constant recording him.
Does any ever lift him a fell out? Black Mirror. Has any seen Black Mirror? Have you seen the episode yet where, like, basically he gets blamed on killing someone? He wakes up and he's trying to run away and everyone's just videoing him. He's trying to get, like, help off people and everyone's just videoing him in their houses and it's weird as fuck. That's the way it's going to be in the world here soon.
It's already constant, dude.
It's like already getting that stage.
You know what I mean? Like, see in China, like, they have everything on you. You can pay where you're from in China.
TikTok was Japan, created you can walk up by China.
Say you went up and got, like, 20 figs. You can just go like that.
I wouldn't be far away, like, not now. I would take the chip, I would.
Market of beast, it is, all right.
I would do that. I'd be a hard class. I'd be, you wouldn't even need your anything. You wouldn't need your phone or arm. Just go, bing. Apple Pay, we have wrist. Bingo. Do you know in Odyssey you can walk in, there's a shop in the Odyssey, you can go in, just lift all your stuff and just down it out, and it'll just charge you. It just charges your car.
Well, that's it, like, isn't it? Seriously.
But I don't know what way it is when you go in, I think you have to scan your phone or your credit card. You go in, whether you just lift whatever you want, it knows what you lifted. And
I get paid cash, I'm running about with phone.
Well, this is it. The banks are trying to stop it. They don't want you getting cash in hand. They want to be able to know where your money's coming from, where it's going. They want to fucking take money on your percentages when you're tapping your card. They want to just shaft the fuck. I need no more birthday cards, no wee £20 from your granny, none of that. No wee tips at the door, none of that.
They bring a card and all your communion. You know what I mean?
Card machine.
Do you know that your communion walking around? You know, like, wee white ones.
See the looky-looky, man, the toilets? They have card machines now. I swear to fuck.
I can do a runner.
I know.
It's just common, like, no matter you like it or not.
Nah, like, kids don't even do runners on taxis.
I know, that's what I mean.
Like, it's a screw. Like,
I'm the first one to say, cash is king, always use cash. I never carry cash. It's just a hassle. I just tap my card. But I'll tell you, listen, cash is king. Everyone has to use cash. It costs you £2 to lift a tenner out of the machine. So you spent £12. You buy a bottle of juice and you're left for all change the rest of the day. Like, fuck it.
I don't know why.
I just tap my card.
I think, for me, I just feel a bit more better if I'm walking about and have a bit of cash in my pocket.
I would lose it.
I remember I
was going out one time with a girl and we were walking through Victoria Square and she just went, all your money's flying out of your pocket. And it was just my money just flying down Victoria Square. She had to buy the Nando's. She lost it all, about £85. Just blown away. Like, I think I got like 15 quid back or something.
And St Mary's years ago, you probably could have been out this days, but Cons had like a fake note or something in the ground. The Cons are run down to pick it up, then they're going, you fucking
super glue pounds and all.
Oh, I remember doing that outside the hatch, super gluing a £2 just watching Cons trying to pick it up.
We should do that for Patreon just one day.
That would be good. That would be one for the day in the town, you know what I mean? Like, selling out fiver down,
Cons for the run after, like.
They're from, like, high up somewhere where they can't see you.
Can you remember you used to go on the top floor of the Castle Court in the car park? You used to go in the subway and fill the juices up and go out the car park and just fuck them down a cut.
I never done it, like.
Me and John done it. I'm going to say it's Smithfield. You used to fuck them down. We used to go in the brook, get a load of doms, off the wee women, and then go around, throw them in, like, guitar player cases and all. Just do all funny shit with them.
Oh, even on a night out, you used to do all mad stuff, you know, just to get me killed. You know what, me?
This guy on the drinks, fuck Wade. Crazy man. I'm like, I remember Downs, I don't know if you remember, but down at the Raid venue, remember the time we went to see the game? And we all, the game, fuck, and we all loved him. He was wearing an Ireland top.
He said fuck Trump
on the back of belt there, and he threw it in the crowd. Right in our direction, we caught it, and fuck, on all these dirty dubs all start grabbing us. We're all fighting over the top. Next thing, I'm holding it as hard as I can. This cunt stamping on my hang dong, so I let it go, biting our wrists and all your nail and all getting bit.
It was a big circle formed in the dance floor. I was looking at the doorman going, yo, fuck, that's my cup.
And see the wee man, see, once as soon as I got the top, they ran out of built it, didn't even give a fuck.
He actually put it down his bags.
Dirty bastards.
And then, were you up rapping with the game before? Did that happen?
I get up on the stage, you know, in the Ulster Hall, it was a mad one. We threw a blunt on me and Big Slavery. We were down watching them. I had two blunts, one for me, and I just threw one on the stage. And he picked it up and started smoking it. And he goes, who wants to come up and have a drink, mate? And I was off as well for about 4 months. I hadn't touched a drink. And I just went, oh, mate. He pulled us up. I went, fuck it. Had a bottle of Ciroc. I end up necking a fucking 10 glass of Ciroc, and then and then we're up on the stage doing a couple of tunes, going mad. But I was stoned out of my head, smoking a blunt. As soon as the moment I got off the stage, everywhere, all over the floor. Like, Big Slavery lost his phone. He was full of cat. He got Slavery up on the stage too. He was at Catted Out. He lost his t-shirt. He was wearing a jacket with no t-shirt on. He had him on. He's going, ole, 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 jumped up on the stage. Your man Sean McComb had it up in the story and all the next day. It was funny as fuck, mate.
I love the game. See, it's true. We're Lil Wayne. And I'm going to tell him, because you ain't. It is actually. It is Lil Wayne. No, it's. What's that song called?
My Life.
I have no clue. I used to hate Lil Wayne. He used to rack me.
I loved the game right up until about 2 years ago when he started trying to diss Eminem.
Kanye West, my favorite.
He's a mad cunt.
He sucked his cunt's dick.
That racist stuff and all, like, but his music's lethal, like, his old school stuff.
He's always goes on about.
His old school stuff was the best.
What do you call that album? Cali Trap. That's fucking sick.
But you see a thing he put out the other, like, oh, he sucked his cunt's dick or something. It's a bit mad, like.
I think he just puts it out to get loads of clout and then deletes it off his Instagram. See, if you go on his Instagram, he doesn't even have any posts.
His daughter knows when I read that, like, as a dick sucker.
See, when you're at level of fame, like, the next hit is just something mad. Like, look, P. Diddy, I was watching the thing last night. I seen the shit he was doing. The stuff.
The Punisher. Who is the He's the
I didn't know that I was her. She's a singer. Cassie or Casey?
Cassie.
What songs?
Cassie.
I remember the song. True. It was me and you. Like, we were like 16, but that whole time she was getting dipped by her mom.
Love you, baby oil.
Thousand bottles of fucking baby oil.
Here, he's insane. He's been insane from last October.
Two
girls, one cup.
Madness, like when you're a kid.
Did you ever click on a link or something, and then would have come up like a big fucking dick just swinging around? You couldn't axe it off.
Venusland,
was it?
It was like, you spin me.
I remember used to get caught.
I would used to put it together and it said,
Penisland. Does any of you remember The Man One Hummer?
Yeah,
I was sick. I remember seeing that. Scarred me for life. Like,
kids these days, they're not going to witness this stuff.
Need to see
that's just
more
wrong.
Shit like
he's,
that.
See, on the topic of shit, sorry, it just came to my head there. See, one night again, nor night out, right? Me and my big mate again, not name him because he probably is bigger than me and he beat the head of me. We were out for now, night out. We used to always go back to my other mate's house, right? They all know who I'm talking about here. We were rapping his door, no one answered, and my big mate. Having enough, like, so at the time, like, and he went out and a big shape, right? He'd say his garden, yeah, big
as you think,
human
like.
Shape, like, you know what I mean? You can tell the difference between a dog,
oh,
shape
why?
And human
1,000,000%.
Right? So, see, the next day we were down, man, the mates with the shit was outside his house, right? All you heard is his dad opening the door, going, fuck me, I just stood in the elephant shit, stood my mate's shit. Sam up the stairs. Maybe I said, don't out, straight down. That was him. He took a shit at Cedar last night.
Oh. Elephant shit.
Oh, it's not just doing elephant shit.
Who was it? Random out.
Couldn't do it.
Go on, name him.
What call?
He was beep beep.
I have an idea who it is.
Oh, I'll tell you out there. Tell you out there.
Oh, I actually want to know now. Always do.
I think we're. Must think Connor Burns is in the house.
Sorry to disappoint.
Right, well, Pierce, mate, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I can't wait to watch this back. I love laughing.
Shout out to Mickey Foley too.
Yes, shout out to the bro. Dude, we shout out, Connor.
Go ahead.
Shout out to my wee nephew, Paul Ames' birthday last week. Ava, won the All-Ireland, and my sister-in-law for the coach. And our Sophia, legend. And that shout out to two of your nephews because they'll be scundered, you know what I mean? But you remember, seeing you're older, I'd still always be able to beat you.
Facts.
That's right.
Cheers for having me on, but let's thank
thanks
you
for your time, Pierce, mate.
Friendly got you, mate.
Friendly. Cheers. I prank call was a better one.
Is that us?
Was it a... Well, there's a green ale ringing me back, so that's me, Bart, from Dublin.
Two missed calls.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.